She always wants to come and visit the Mandarin Mission, but it seems every time I come to preach, she's busy somewhere
else. So she's
been off in Toronto for the past week and a half and is there this
morning.
But I'm glad to be here and be able to open God's Word with you this morning.
And
I want us to think for a moment about Jesus.
我希望跟大家思想一下耶稣。
And how we can be growing like Jesus did.
我们怎么可以跟耶稣这样一起的成长？
We know Jesus is our example.
我们知道耶稣是我们的榜样。
Jesus shows us how we are to be living our lives.
其实耶稣已经指示了我们怎么可以学习他的生命一样成长。
And often we think of Jesus, we have two pictures of him in our mind.
当我们想起主耶稣的时候，我们的脑海里面可能只有两个的图画。
We remember the Christmas story and we think of Jesus as the little baby.
我们就想起圣诞的时候，耶稣是一个小婴孩。
And we think of him as just this small, helpless little baby born to Mary and Joseph.
我们就想起只是他是一个无座的婴孩，就是约瑟跟玛利亚的一个婴孩。
And then we think of Jesus as a fully grown man.
然后我们就想起耶稣已经完全的成长一个成人。
And we don't think much about what happened in between the baby and the full grown man.
可能我们在他作为一个婴孩跟一个成人中间，我们就没有什么的印象。
But you know, Jesus grew up just the way we did.
其实耶稣就是跟我们一样成长。
Jesus was a baby.
耶稣曾经是一个婴孩。
And then he grew.
然后他作为一个成人。
And his mother nursed him.
然后妈妈怎么养育他。
And they fed him.
他们怎么喂养他。
And his parents looked after him.
他的父母怎么照顾他。
And he was a young boy.
然后他是一个小,
And he was a teenager.
一个少年,
And he went through all those stages of growing in life that we do as well.
其实他跟我们一样是经过人生每一个长成的阶段。
Now part of the reason we don't think about that is because the Bible really doesn't tell us very much about those years.
其实因为原因我们没有想起这一切，是可能因为圣经里面没有描述这个阶段。
So we have a lot about the birth of Jesus.
所以我们就有耶稣出生的印象。
And even before he's born, how the angel of the Lord comes to Mary.
甚至在他出生以前，我们知道上帝的天使来到玛利亚面前。
And we read the story of his birth and we find that in the Gospels.
在四个福音书里面，我们读到他出生的故事。
And we read about how Mary and Joseph and Jesus had to go off to Egypt when he was just a young child, maybe even just 2 years old.
可能他还在不到两岁的时候，我们读过知道约瑟跟玛利亚怎么逃到埃及去。
And then we read about his return to Israel.
然后我们又读到他怎么再回到以色列地。
And just before the passage that was read today,
我们刚才读的那段经文。
And it says that Mary, Joseph and Mary returned to Galilee into their own town of Nazareth.
那时提到玛利亚跟约瑟回到那个拉撒勒地的加利利地地方去。
But here in the passage that was read today, we get one little glimpse of Jesus' life when he is some other age besides just a baby or a full-grown adult.
我们刚才读的那段经文就让我们略略的看见耶稣从一个小婴孩到他完全成人那一段小小的时间。
And it says that this took place when he was about 12 years old.
这个事情发生就是大概他是12岁的时候。
So he goes with his parents to celebrate the Passover.
所以他跟他的父母就去庆祝这个逾越节。
And so here we get one little story about Jesus as he's almost a teenager.
所以我们这里读的故事就是差不多耶稣就是一个青少年的时候。
And this is the only bit of his life we know anything about other than when he was a baby or when he was an adult.
这个就是我们认识主耶稣，就是他从一个小婴孩到一个成人中间那一段小小的故事。
And so even in this passage today,
甚至在今天这一段经文里面,
there's something we can learn about Jesus.
我们是能够学习有一些关于耶稣的事情。
And there's something about him that we can try and be like in our own life.
我们在这一段经文我们可以学习怎么可以像他在我们自己的生命里面学像他。
So we need to be like Jesus.
我们需要像耶稣。
That's what God wants us to do.
那是上帝要我们希望我们能够做到的。
And it's not just being like Jesus in one part of our life.
我们不光是在生命只一部分像耶稣。
But we need to be like Jesus in every aspect of our life, in every part of our life.
在我们生命不同的部分，每一个部分都能够学像耶稣。
Sometimes we come to church here and we think, well, this is my time. This is my morning to be like Jesus.
有时我们来到教会，我们想星期天早上我们来到这里，我们坐在这里学像耶稣。今天在这个时间。
And the rest of the week, that's I'm going to live that however I want.
然后其他的时间我爱怎么活就怎么活。
Sometimes we might say, well, you know, at home and church, I'll be like Jesus. But in the workplace, that's different.
有时我们想在家里，在教会，我就能学像耶稣。但是在其他的地方，在工作的地方，就不是这么一回事。
Then I can't be like him there. That's a different environment.
我在那些地方不能像他，因为那个是一个完全不同的环境。
It's just too difficult to be like him in the workplace or at school.
在工作的地方，在学校是很难学像他。
And so sometimes we separate the different parts of our life.
所以有时我们就把我们的生活把它分隔了。
But we really need to be like Jesus in every aspect of our life.
但是其实我们在生命的每一个部分，我们都需要学像耶稣。
And that's what the Bible teaches us.
这个就是圣经教导我们的。
In 1 John chapter 2.
在约翰一书第二章。
John writes and he talks about doing the things that God has commanded us, or that Jesus had commands us to do.
约翰在这里教导我们，耶稣是，上帝他要教导我们怎么做。
And so when you read this, he talks again and again about doing what Jesus has commanded us to do.
在这里他不断地重复地要我们学习，要做耶稣教导我们做的。
So he makes it very clear that the things that Jesus has told us to do, he expects us to do.
他说其实耶稣教导我们要做的他是期望我们能够把它做到
And he uses strong language. We obey his commands.
他用个很强的一个名词他说我们要服从他的命令
We don't consider or maybe possibly doing the things he suggests but we obey his commands.
我们不是考虑做做他要求我们的我们试试看而是我们需要完全顺服他的要求。
So we do the things that Jesus tells us to do.
所以他要求我们做耶稣吩咐我们该做的。
And he says if we really love Jesus, we will do those things.
他说要是我们真的爱耶稣，我们就会做这些事情。
And it's not that we're just going to do them part-time or with part of our lives, but we will do them with our whole life.
他不是说我们只是一部分时间，我们只是用我们生命的一小部分来做。是我们要传人传时间的来做。
But in 1 John chapter 2 verse 6, he says something very interesting.
在约翰一书第二章第六节，他讲的话很有意思。
So he's talking about the commands that Jesus gives.
他是讲到耶稣给我们的命令。
But then he says, whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did.
他说人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。
So he's saying it's not just enough to do what Jesus has said, we need to walk the way he did, to live our lives the way Jesus did.
所以不是说光做他所做的，而是要行他所行的，要求我们是活他要我们活的。
And so it's not just the things that Jesus has told us to do, but the way he lived his life, that's what we need to be doing as well.
所以不光是说主耶稣他讲的话我们跟着去做，而是主耶稣怎么做我们就跟着他去做。
So we're not just told, we're not just doing what we're told, but we're also behaving and acting in the same way that Jesus acted.
所以不只是说人家叫我们做什么我们就做什么，而是照着主耶稣所行的，跟着他去行。
And that's often a hard thing to do.
其实这个一点也不容易，很难。
To follow up those commands and actually put them into practice in our lives.
去跟随主的命令，把它。行在我们的生命当中一点也不容易。
It's easy to tell someone to do something.
你告诉人家做事情很容易。
But then to ask them to do it and to say, look, I'm doing it, So you should do it too.
然后你跟他说你要做，因为呢我也这样做，跟着来做。
Those of us who are parents know how difficult this can be.
要是我们是父母的，你就知道这个一点也不容易。
We tell our children to do things.
我们叫我们的小孩做什么事情。
And then in the back of our minds, we think I should be doing that same thing as well.
然后你自己心里会想，其实我自己也该这样做啊。
So I tell my kids, don't spend so much time on the computer. Don't spend so much time in front of the screens.
然后我告诉我的小孩，你不要花太多的时间在电视上，在屏幕上。
And then how do I spend my evenings?
但是我晚上我怎么用我的时间呢？
On my computer or watching TV.
我也是在我的电脑上，我在看电视啊。
So I know what's good for them, and I tell them what to do, but it's hard to do it myself.
我知道什么对他们好，我告诉他们怎么做，但是我自己很难做到。
But here he's saying we should do what Jesus has says, but also follow his example in our lives.
就是说我们应该做主耶稣吩咐我们的，我们也该跟着他做的，我们跟着去行。
And the Apostle Paul tells us the same thing.
使徒保罗也是告诉我们同样的事情。
He says it a little differently in 1 Corinthians 11:1. He says, follow my example.
在哥林多前书，他讲的也是相同，只是有一点用不同的方法来说。
As I follow the example of Christ.
他说你们要像我，好像我学主耶稣一样。
You see what he's saying? He's saying, look at me, look at the way I'm living my life. As I'm following Jesus, you follow me, because I will lead you to Christ.
然后他说你看我的生命，你跟着我去做，我怎么做？我是跟着主耶稣去做，所以我们是跟着主耶稣去活我们的。
So Paul, as well, he gave lots of instructions on how Christians are to live.
所以保罗也教导了很多基督徒应该怎么生活。
But then he also says, look at me. I'm trying to live this out too. You can follow my example.
所以他们说你看着我，我也是跟着别人做，你就跟着我的榜样。
That was a pretty brave thing for Paul to say.
其实保罗这样说，他是很有勇气的。
How many of us would say to people, "Look at me, follow me as I'm following Christ"?
我们有多少人能这样说？你跟着我做，因为我是跟着主耶稣去做。
I know I would be very nervous.
要是我，我就很难很紧张了。
If I said to someone, "Just follow me 24 hours a day and see how I live." And then do the same thing, and you'll be like Jesus. And I think, no, no.
要是我跟人家说，你看着我，你跟着我24小时，你跟着我，你看着我怎么活，我就怎么，你就跟着我活，因为我是跟着主耶稣。那我觉得很紧张。
I know my weaknesses and my shortcomings.
因为我自己的软弱，自己的短处。
But that's what Paul says.
但是这就是保罗讲的。
Follow his example.
他说你跟着我的榜样。
As he's following Christ.
因为我是跟着主耶稣的榜样。
So we need to do what Jesus tells us to do, but we also need to follow his example.
所以我们要照着主耶稣所讲的去做，我们也要跟着他做的去做。
And so we come back to our passage in Luke chapter 2, verse 52.
我们回到路加福音第二章的52节。
And we see four things here in that passage, in that short verse.
在这么短短的一节里面，我们看到有四个方面。
And it's talking about how Jesus lived and grew and matured.
我们看见主耶稣怎么生活，怎么成长，怎么成熟。
It says Jesus grew in wisdom.
他说主耶稣在他的智慧上。
Jesus grew in stature.
在他的身量上。
Jesus grew in favor with God.
神的喜爱。
And in favor with men.
跟人的喜爱。
So as we're looking at Jesus as our example,
要是我们把主耶稣当作我们的榜样，
there's four areas of life that we can look at and see, are we following him in these four areas?
我们可以看见他生命上的四个方面，我们自己有没有跟他在这几方面都一同的成长。
So as we read, Jesus and his family had gone to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover.
所以我们看到主耶稣跟他的家人一同到耶路撒冷去庆祝这个逾越节。
He had gone with his family to Jerusalem, and they had finished the Passover had finished.
他们上到耶路撒冷去，然后这个逾越节过去了。
And they're heading home.
然后回家。
But somehow this 12-year-old Jesus gets left behind.
但是十二岁。所以的主耶稣没有跟他们同在一起回去。
It's hard to imagine how that would have happened.
很难想象这个事情怎么会发生。
For us today to be leaving a city with a crowd of people and not really know where your 12-year-old is, that we wouldn't do that.
要是我们今天离开这个城市，跟他很多人一起走，但是
Apparently things were different in that day.
So
Jesus' family, his mother and father, head home, but it says that he stays behind.
这里说主耶稣跟他父母, 耶稣的家人他们一起回家去了，但是主耶稣却留在圣殿里面，没有跟他们一起。
And he goes back to the temple. And his parents travel on. They go for a whole day before they realize that Jesus isn't with them. So then they go looking among their friends and relatives to see maybe he's with another group and he just isn't with them. But it seems he's not with anybody, so they decide they better go back to Jerusalem and see if they can find him or find out what happened to him.
却发现主耶稣没有跟其他的亲人在一起, 所以他们就决定回到耶路撒冷去找他。
So they go back, and presumably on their way back, they're looking around the other towns and talking to other people and seeing if anyone has seen him.
所以可能我们会想象他就在回去的路程中间，他就问其他的人， 其他的地方有没有看见他们的儿子。
And it takes them 3 days. It says after 3 days, they find him in the temple.
然后过了三天，他们才在圣殿里面找到主耶稣。
Again, if you're parents, you can imagine the anxiety would have been rising. Where is our son?
所以你可以想象，作为一个父母，他们三天里面，他们的心会怎么样？他们的感觉怎么紧张？三天没有找到他们的儿子。
Once you realize he's missing,
然后你发现他儿子不见了,
and one day goes by,
一天过去,
and another,
两天了,
and you still haven't found him,
一直都没有找着他,
I can't imagine what Mary and Joseph were thinking.
很难想象玛利亚跟约瑟他心里想什么。
And especially Mary, wow, she must have been so confused.
尤其是玛利亚,她心里一定很混乱。
Here's this special child given to me in a special way from God Himself, and now he's disappeared.
因为他是一个很独特的一个小孩，是神应许给他的。现在他不见了，他应该怎么办？
But after the 3 days, they find him. He's there in the temple. He's listening to the teaching. He's asking questions. He's learning. And you see, people are even amazed at the questions that he's asked.
然后其他的人就很稀奇他所提出的问题。
And it seems he's doing some talking too, because they say they were amazed at his understanding and his answers.
我们发现可能他也说了很多的话，因为呢，这里说人家很稀奇他的应对。
So here's this 12-year-old boy amazing people with the answers that he's giving.
这是怎么一个12岁的小孩令很多人都稀奇他讲的话，他说的所有问的问题。
And so they're finally, the family is finally reunited.
最后整个家庭团聚了。
And they're a little upset with him.
其实他们有一点可能不高兴。
And he says, "Didn't you know where I had to be?"
他说，你为什么来找我？你不知道我应该在这里吗？
But they didn't really understand. Anyway, they went off, they went back home.
那无论怎么样，他们就回家去了。
It says that that Jesus was obedient to his parents.
他说耶稣是服从他的父母，跟他们回去。
And Mary kept all this in her heart. It says she treasured it in her heart.
这里说他母亲把一切事都存在他的心里，把他保管在心里。
And then that whole passage ends with that short verse 52.
这整段的圣经就怎么在最后一句52节里面把它总括起来。
And so those are the four things, the four areas where Jesus grew.
就在这四个方面，主耶稣就一直的成长。
It says he grew in wisdom in terms of his intellectual growth.
在智慧，就是在他的智力上面，他长成。
And a couple times, just in these few verses, it makes a reference to the wisdom that Jesus had. It says in verse 40, "And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him." Chapter 2, verse 40.
在第二章第四十节里面，他说孩子渐渐的长大，强健起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。
And then also in verse 47, it says that everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers.
在47节 也说，凡听见他的就稀奇他的聪明和他的应对。
So Jesus was growing in his wisdom and his understanding.
所以耶稣在他的智力上，在他的领会力上面都一直的增长。
And we see he was asking questions and he was learning.
我们看见他在问问题，他在学习。
He was listening to what others were saying.
他也聆听其他人所讲的。
And isn't that interesting?
这个是不是有意思？
Because sometimes we might get this idea that Jesus just sort of appeared and was full of everything that he needed.
可能我们会想象耶稣坐在这里，他一切应有的都有了。
But it seems to be saying that he was growing, he was learning, just the way you and I learn.
但其实我们在这里看见他是慢慢的成长，好像你跟我一样，我们就慢慢学习，慢慢的增长。
And so that's part of the example that Jesus gives to us. We need to be learning as well.
这个就是主耶稣给我们的榜样，我们也需要学习。
But sometimes we come to Christ, we come to that point in our life and we accept Jesus as our Savior.
我们有时在我们生命中来到一个地步，我们认识耶稣，我们接受他做我们的救主。
And then we think, well, I know enough.
然后我们就觉得，哎，我该知道，我都知道了。
I've made that step. I've gained eternal life through faith in Christ.
我已经做了这么一个决定，我已经得了永生，我已经接受了耶稣。
And now I don't need anymore.
那我不需要其他的了。
That's all I need.
我应该要的我都已经有了。
But God wants us to continue to learn about Him.
但是神希望我们继续的学习他，认识他。
And so He wants us to be asking questions.
他希望我们能够发问。
To be reading books.
我们需要看一些书。
To be listening to sermons, participating in small groups.
我们听讲道，我们在小组里面我们去参与。
To be coming together and sharing ideas and thoughts.
我们一起的聚会，我们分享，一起团契。
And coming to fellowship groups, not just for the fellowship, but for the opportunity to learn and to grow.
我们来团契不单是一个节目，我们一起的成长，一起彼此的学习。
Maybe God will even move you to go to seminary.
可能神会感动你去这个神学院去进修。
Because that's the very reason I went to seminary.
因为这就是这个原因，我怎么进到神学院里。
After I became a Christian,
我成为基督徒以后。
I was about 30 years old.
我那个时候大概30岁。
And I, once I became a Christian, I had this desire to learn about God and to learn about Christ.
我成了基督徒以后，我就有一个很大的热切希望去认识神，认识圣经。
And so we started going to church every opportunity.
所以一有机会，我就参加教会的活动。
We got involved in Sunday school classes and fellowship groups.
主日学团契小组。
And I felt I needed to learn even more. I wanted to learn even more.
我很想，我觉得我需要学更多。
And so I thought, well, I want to go to seminary, and I don't know where God is going to lead, but I want to learn.
我就觉得我很希望到神学院里去，但我不晓得神怎么带领我，要带我到什么地方去。
And so God may even lead you to that level of learning.
所以有可能神是希望你这样的学习，要进到神学院里去。
But to be like Jesus,
但是要学像耶稣。
We need to be learning and growing in wisdom.
我们需要在智慧上我们学习，我们要增长。
And so that's what we need to be do. That's what we need to do.
那个是我们需要学习需要做的。
And where do we learn these things? We learn them in the Bible.
我们在那里学呢？我们可以在圣经里面学。
We learn what Jesus said and did so that we can know him and we can know what he wants us to do and how he wants us to live our life.
我们学习耶稣说的是什么，做的是什么，那我们就知道怎么过自己的生活，怎么做我们的人生。
So to be like Jesus and to grow like Jesus, the first thing we need to do is to be growing intellectually in our minds.
我们要学像耶稣跟他一样的成长。第一方面，我们在智慧上，在智力上，像他一样的增长。
Then the second thing there is, it's interesting, is it says that Jesus grew in wisdom and stature.
第二样他讲的，耶稣在身量上是增长。
This is, he's talking about Jesus just growing physically.
只是说他是在身体上在体能上的增长。
And it also says the same thing in verse 40, the child grew. He's talking about Jesus, the child grew and became strong.
40节也是这样讲，他是渐渐的长大，强健起来。
Jesus grew and he lived in the physical world just the way we do.
耶稣跟我们一样在怎么一个生活的一个世界上生活。
And when we look at Jesus and we read the Gospels, we see he was doing those ordinary things.
我们在读福音书的时候，看见耶稣跟其他人一样，我们都是过日常的生活。
He would eat.
他吃啊。
And he would sleep.
他睡啊。
And he'd get tired and he'd want to go and be on his own.
他也会因为工作太多很疲累。
And so we see Jesus doing these very just sort of ordinary things.
所以我们看耶稣都是做一些所有寻常人做的事情。
And it's interesting in Mark chapter 4.
在马可福音第四章。
In Mark chapter 4 verse 38.
38节。
Here in what Jesus does one of his miracles for his disciples.
他跟他的门徒做了一件的神迹。
And it's Mark chapter 4 verse
38.
Jesus is in a boat with his disciples.
耶稣跟他的门徒在船里,
and there's a storm comes up.
有一个风浪来了,
where's Jesus?
耶稣在那里,
he's sleeping.
他在睡觉,
he's doing a very ordinary human thing.
他是做一件寻常人都做的平常事,
he's tired, so he sleeps.
他累了，所以他睡觉。
So in a way, this is telling us something about Jesus too.
这里也讲了耶稣一些事情。
These ordinary, everyday things, Jesus was doing them.
耶稣也是做一些我们每天都做的平常事。
He was eating, he was sleeping.
他吃，他睡。
Do we look after ourselves physically?
我们在身体上要么好好的管理自己，看管自己。
Doesn't look like there's any kids here, so most of us have finished growing, hopefully.
这里没小孩，所以大家都可能已经长大了。
Some of us are growing the wrong way.
有些在不该长的地方长哦。
But even that's a part of it. Are we looking after ourselves?
其实都是我们生命的一部分，我们有没有好好的看管自己。
The Bible doesn't really say much about looking after ourselves physically. It's more focused on our spiritual well-being.
圣经讲的可能叫我们看管自己属灵的方面，没有告诉很清楚我们该怎么看管自己身体的成长。
But Paul gives us a little hint of that.
保罗有给了我们一点小小的提示。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 20.
哥林多前书,
1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19 and 20.
6章19-20节。
He says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own, you were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body.
6章19-20节说, 岂不知你们的身子是圣灵的殿吗? 这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
Now there's lots of good questions you could ask about that passage.
在这一段经文可能你要问很多问题。
But for us here, just to point that he's making a point there. Honor God with our bodies. Look after the body that God has given to us.
这里讲的重点就是说我们要为神的缘故好好看管自己的身体。
And that seems pretty easy.
那可能说起来容易。
Eat right, sleep enough, get some exercise.
吃得好，睡得好，然后运动。
One of those things that's easy to say those that but a bit harder to do.
讲是容易，做事很难。
But that's part of how Jesus grew.
其实耶稣就是这样的成长。
He grew and became strong, and that's what we need to do. We need to be aware of our physical life as well.
成长，然后慢慢的强健，其实我们也需要这样看管自己的身体。
Then the fourth way Jesus grew, he grew in favor with God.
另外一点，他是在神喜爱的心也成长。
So how do we do this? How do we grow in favor with God?
那我们怎么可以让神喜爱我们的心能够增长呢?
We show spiritual maturity.
我们怎能够表达自己属灵的成熟呢?
And it's a maturity that is not just inside of us, but shows itself in the way we live our lives.
这个属灵的成熟不光是我们在自己里头隐藏起来，而是在我们生命里面能够表彰出来。
What's on the inside should be showing on the outside.
里面有什么就应该能够在外头看出来的。
And we can look at another part of Jesus' life.
我们也可以看耶稣另外生命的一个层面。
To see this happen. When Jesus is baptized,
当耶稣受洗的时候,
so Jesus is following in obedience. He's being baptized.
服从顺命，所以他受浸。
And the Holy Spirit comes on him.
然后圣灵就降在他身上。
And what does God say?
那上帝怎么讲?
This is my Son in whom I am pleased.
他说这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
God was pleased. Jesus grew in favor with God through his obedience in baptism.
透过耶稣他的顺从，他愿意接受敬礼，就可以看见上帝喜爱他的心。
And we see Jesus teaches this principle to us in the Gospel of John, chapter 14.
我们也可以在约翰福音第十四章看见耶稣怎么在这方面的教导。
In John chapter 14, verse 15, he says simply, "If you love me." You will obey what I command.
在十四章的十五节就这么简单的说，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
And then he says, in a couple verses later, in verse 21, he says, "Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him."
然后再往后几节，二十一节，他这样讲：有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我的父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
So there's this close connection between loving and obedience.
所以其实这个爱跟顺从是有个很紧密的关系。
As we love, we'll obey, we'll be loved.
要是我们爱他，我们就顺从，然后我们神就爱我们。
And that love and obedience between us and Jesus will extend then to God the Father.
然后这个爱，这个顺从，在我们跟主耶稣身上，我们连接起来。就可以在上帝之间也发生这个关系。
And so those are the two key things in order for us to have favor, to be seen in favor with God.
所以这两样就是很主要的元素，我们怎么可以让神喜爱我们的心能够增长。
Growing in love and growing in obedience to Him.
我们继续在爱他这方面成长，然后在服从顺从方面成长。
And Jesus showed that in his life.
耶稣在他生命中就能够活出这样来。
He was, he showed obedience in being baptized.
他顺从，然后接受这个敬礼。
And then he even showed obedience at the end of his life.
甚至在他生命的最后，他也顺从至死。
In a passage at the end of Jesus' life,
在耶稣生命的最后的一个小段里面,
in Luke chapter 22, verse 41 and 42,
在路加福音二十二章的,
Jesus is in the garden just before he's about to be arrested.
在四十一跟四十二节，就是在他可西马尼园，他就要被人抓的时候。
And he's with his disciples.
他是跟他的门徒在一起。
Do you remember that story?
大家可能还记得这个故事。
And it said, the Bible says he withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed.
他说耶稣就在离他的门徒有扔一块石头那么远，他跪下祷告。
And he says, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will.But yours be done.
他的祷告说：“父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。”
Even at the very end of his life, Jesus is making a deliberate, intentional step of obedience to God the Father.
就是在他生命最后的尽头，他还是定义的要顺从他父亲的旨意。
Jesus knew exactly what was coming.
其实耶稣是很知道明白将要来的是什么。
He knew the weight of your sin and mine was about to be laid on him.
他知道你跟我的罪都要归到他的身上。
And he knew this was going to be very, very difficult. He didn't really want to do it. He says, if you're willing, take this cup from me. Let this happen some other way.
他知道这是一个很为难的事情，所以他说，要是能够把这个杯撤去，希望能够有其他的方法。
But ultimately, if there's no other way, I'm willing.
但是要是真的没有其他的方法，这是最后的方法的时候，我愿意顺服。
Jesus was obedient even to death on the cross.
耶稣是顺服，甚至顺服至死。
And God looks with favor on that kind of obedience.
所以耶稣看见这样完全的顺服，上帝就喜爱。
So where are we? Are we in favor with God?
我们在那里呢，我们有没有神喜爱我们的心？
Are we growing in favor with God through our love for Him and obedience to Him?
我们有没有透过爱他，透过顺从他，让上帝喜爱我们的心能够增长呢？
Are there some areas in our life that are not in obedience to what God wants us to do?
我们生命里面有没有些地方不是神喜悦我们的？
Maybe some of the relationships in our life aren't where they should be.
是不是我们跟人在我们生命中间有些人际的关系神不喜悦的呢？
Maybe there's some things we're looking at on the internet that really aren't quite appropriate.
是不是我们在网上看一些我们不该看的事情？
Maybe there's some business dealings we're involved in that really aren't at the standard that Jesus would have for us.
是不是我们在工作上在生意上有一些跟人的处理神不喜悦的呢？
We need to look and say, how can I change those things?
那我们就要看一些这些地方有没有神不喜悦，那我们该怎么改变？
Ask God to help us to grow in obedience to Him.
帮助，求神帮助我们能够在顺从方，他的方面我们能够增长。
And then the last thing there, that Jesus grew in favor with men.
在最后一方面，主耶稣在人喜爱的方面，心也成长。
He got along well with people.
他跟人能够很能相处。
He was generally liked and respected.
其实一般人都很喜欢他，很尊敬他。
He had some hard words for the religious leaders of the day, and that caused him some problems.
只是他对当时这些宗教领袖可能有一些矛盾，所以那些人就讨厌他。
But he was speaking the truth to them.
其实他是跟他们讲真实的话。
And so he was generally fairly well liked and respected. He had crowds of people welcoming him into Jerusalem at times.
所以其实一般人都很喜欢他，很尊敬他。那个时候在耶路撒冷，很多人都欢迎他进来。
And so, what do we need to be someone who grows in favor with men?
那我们需要怎么做才可以让人喜爱我们的心能够增长呢？
We need to be a person of character.
我们需要有一个板直的一个人。有品格。
A hard word to translate, eh? Yeah. It's a hard word to define in English, too. We use it, we say character, but what is it?
我们说品格其实一个很难的一个词汇，我们应该怎么把它下一个定义呢？
I think a big part of character is integrity.
可能这个品格是一个诚信。
And that means you simply do what you say you're going to do.
就是说你说了就做，这个诚信。
So life is simple. If you say you're going to do something, you do it.
所以其实很简单，你讲了你就要该做。
And when others get to know you,
当人家跟你交往的时候，
they find that out about you.
然后他们就发现你是怎么一个人。
That when you say you're going to do something, you do it.
要是你说了的话，你能够守承诺的话。
So if someone says something to you and says, "Can you keep this confidential?"
比方说，人家说我跟你讲一句话，你可以守秘密。
You say yes, I can.
你说我会，我不讲的。
And then they tell you something.
然后他就把事情告诉你了。
And then if you go and you tell someone else,
但是你却告诉其他人。
That's not character.
那这个是不是好的品格？
Character is when you've told someone, yes, I'll keep it to myself, and you keep it to yourself.
所以品格就是你说了你就算哈。
When you borrow money from someone and you say, I'll pay it back on Friday, you pay it back on Friday.
要是你跟人家借了钱，你说我星期五就还，那你就应该星期五就要把它还掉。
If you don't, they come to you and say, oh, you know that money.
要是你不还，人家就回来向你要了。
And you go, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
对不起，忘了。
If you can do those things in life right,
要是你在生活上这些小东西你能把它做好，
people will say you have character.
那人家会说你是有品格的人。
And Paul writes to his friend Titus. In Titus chapter 2, he talks about this.
然后保罗跟他的朋友提多也说了这么一句话，在提多书。
And he says in Titus, the end of Titus chapter 2, verse 8.
提多书第二章的第八节。
He says, those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about you.
他说，那些反对你的人，叫他们无处可说我们的不是。
So character may simply be something, you're in a place where nobody has anything bad to say about you.
所以品格就是其他人对你的品行为无话可说。
So you have to be growing in this character.
所以在品格这一方面, 你要增长, 要成长。
I knew had a friend for a while.
我有一个认识了很久的朋友。
I kind of lost touch with him over the years.
很多年没有跟他联系了。
But I knew him when I first knew him when he was about 20 years old or so.
我认识他的时候, 他大概20多岁。
And he was young and he was enthusiastic and he was full of energy.
那他是很年轻, 充满活力, 很有热忱。
And I probably knew him for a little bit more than 10 years.
我大概认识他10年多了。
But you know, at the end of the 10 years,
就在十年那一段后期的时候,
he wasn't any different than he was when he was 20.
他跟他我认识他20多的时候没有什么分别。
He was now in a 30-year-old body, but he acted like he was still 20 years old.
虽然已经30岁, 但还活着像一个20多岁的人。
He hadn't grown at all.
他一点都没有长大。
And he hadn't grown spiritually, he hadn't grown emotionally.
属灵上, 情感上, 那都好像没有成长。
And so that 20-year-old that was fun and youthful and exciting after knowing him for 10 years, it was like, that man needs to grow up.
20岁认识他的时候,觉得他很有活力,很可爱, 但是10年过去还没有成长, 我觉得,哎呦,你该长大了吧。
And so that man, that 20-year-old who I quite liked and respected, he didn't grow at all in 10 years. And at the end of the 10 years, it was like, you know, I'm not sure I really want to be around him much anymore.
20岁的时候我认识他,觉得这个人蛮有趣的,很有活力,我也蛮喜爱他,但是过了10年他一点都没有长大,然后我就想,哎呀,这个人,我是不是还很愿意跟他在一起呢?
Because he wasn't growing. There was something missing in him because he wasn't growing. So there's some ways that we can grow and be like Jesus. With our mind, growing in wisdom.
我们的知识上, 我们在智慧上可以成长。
With our body being healthy.
我们的身体, 我们应该把它锻炼, 健康。
In our relationship with God, growing in love and obedience.
在跟神的关系, 我们增长, 我们学习, 更顺从。
And in our relationships with others.
跟人的关系方面,
having that character.
我们能有这个品格。
Do I do all these things well? No, I don't.
我一切都做得很好吗? 其实我一点也做得不好。
We all have some areas where we do better than others.
可能某一方面我们是做得比较其他方面好。
So for me, I like to read and I like to think about things.
我呢喜欢看书，喜欢欣赏。
But I don't do much physically.
但是我没有锻炼我的体能。
Some people might enjoy sports.
有些人很喜欢活动运动。
But the growing intellectually part maybe is not so appealing to them.
但是可能他知识方面没有很增长。
Some might enjoy reading and learning, but they don't get along well with others.
有些人可能很喜欢学习看书，但是很难跟人相处。
So you need to stop and say, what areas of these four, are there some I'm doing well in?
所以我们停下来想一想，这四方面我做得好吗？我有哪一方面我需要增长？
Are there some I need to improve?
在哪一方面我要比较能够要改善呢?
Ask God to show you how you can improve, the areas where you need to improve.
求神帮助我们看见我们需要在哪一方面能够增长。
You've got Pastor Nancy here. Ask her. Talk to her about it.
所以有杨传道在这里，我们问问他，问他的意见。
See how she can help you in some of these areas.
看看他能够在那一方面能够帮助我们。
It might be hard for us.
可能对我们来说是难的。
Because we have to admit that we are not. We have to admit that we are weak in some areas.
因为我们难的地方是我们需要承认我们在某一方面我们是不足的。
And our pride gets in the way.
然后我们自己的骄傲是拦阻我们。
We need to put that aside.
我们需要把这个骄傲放下。
So that we can achieve the ultimate purpose in our life.
那我们就能够达成我们生命神对我们最终的目标。
To glorify God.
能够荣耀他。
In our lives, in growing in all these areas.
在我们的生命中每一个部分都能够增长。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你自己的话语。
And we thank you for the example of Jesus.
谢谢你赐下耶稣怎么一个榜样。
Lord, help us to grow. Help us to grow in these ways, in a way that we can be more like Him. And we pray for your Spirit to help us in this. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.